Sustainable tourism, the concepts of stewardship and conservation. The concept of sustainable development was introduced by the Brundtland Commission in the 1970s and stated that sustainable development is development that meets the needs of present generations without compromising the needs of future generations to meet their own needs. Mass tourism, as found in Jamaica and Blackpool, often fails to meet these requirements because tourists consume huge amounts of food and water from the local environment, severely depleting resources. Tourist resorts consume huge amounts of energy, often from fossil fuels. Tourists often travel by jet plane in huge numbers, increasing atmospheric pollution from the planes, and tourist resorts damage the natural environment through building and drainage schemes. It is clear that there is a need for more sustainable ways for people to enjoy their leisure time, and sustainable or eco-tourism is seen as the answer. The best way to be a sustainable tourist is to holiday in your home country, as this stops atmospheric pollution from planes. This is known as staycationing, but that leaves British people at the mercy of Britain's hugely variable weather. Eco-tourism is environmentally friendly tourism, where the people involved seek to protect the environment as much as possible and to allow for some level of education as well. In many cases of ecotourism, some of the profits go back into protecting the environment, and the tourism is small scale, with low visitor numbers and environmental approaches to the accommodation and food. For example, I have stayed in an ecotourism lodge in Puerto Maldonado in Peru, where tours of the Amazon forest take place for tourists staying in small wooden huts, where there is limited electricity and waste is dealt with on site. The food at the resort was also locally sourced. The impact of ecotourism on the environment is low, but because the numbers of tourists allowed is low, the price must be high to compensate. Ecotourism stems from two basic concepts, stewardship and conservation. Stewardship is careful management of the environment on a large scale across regions, nations, and even internationally. All developments are planned sustainably. Conservation is more local in its nature, allowing local people to be involved. Unfortunately, not all people or governments are concerned about either.